brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the 31st day of August, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank you for joining us today. We have Bev Harris joining us in the second hour discussing the fraud on top of fraud, on top of scam, on top of mountains of evidence of government and private industry orchestrated election fraud going on coast to coast, nationwide, north, south, east, and west. It goes along with all the other land grabbing that's happening, the police state, the expanding wars, all of it, criminality by government, incredible hubris and arrogance unleashed. And then we have a local activist, big supporter of this broadcast, who's starting and opening a big bookstore here in Austin, Texas, to fight the New World Order. He's joining us in the third hour, but predominantly just to talk about his views on the globalist. It's always great to get the general public's views on what's happening, especially people that are taking action. We'll have open phones throughout the next 3 hours. I want to talk World War III first when we get back from this break. I mean, even I'm taking this in too calm a fashion. We're here on the precipice, on the brink of World War III. Israel, the U.S. government, the media are all hyping war, talking about imminent strikes on Iran, $200 to $300 a barrel oil. We're talking $8, $9 or even more a gallon of gas. The end of our economy, the end of the dollar. We are at the crossroads. I mean, this is like being days away, weeks away, months away from World War I, World War II. We've watched the neocons lie us to war in Iraq, lie us to war in Afghanistan, lie us into a police state and a North American Union, and now trying to pass amnesty. We're here at the precipice right now. Meanwhile, in other incredible developments, amazing developments, NIST to probe whether World Trade Center 7 downed by bombs. You heard me right. You heard me correct, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson discovered this yesterday, hidden in plain view on the NIST website. They are now seriously considering the fact that bombs were in the buildings. We predicted this would happen as we proved our case, and they're going to claim Muslims snuck in there and put bombs in there if we continue to win this fight. I mean, this is a victory. This is so big right now. This is huge to all the people that laugh at us and claim we're making stuff up and claim there aren't scientists or engineers exposing this, to the popular mechanics, propagandists, and others over at Yellow Journalism, Hearst Publishing. The mere fact that we're winning this fight right now to a point that they now have to try to spin the truth is unbelievable. On the NIST main webpage, they put out a report saying they are going to look at bombs in the buildings. They are seriously going to consider the hypothesis that bombs were in the buildings. There is no other. It's 100% on Building 7. You can try mental gymnastics and weird junk science on Tower 1 and 2, but not here. In fact, now that I think about this, let's get Professor Stephen Jones on. Let's try to get him on tomorrow. Call him right now. Call every number we've got for him. Let's get him on now. Maybe even 20 minutes in the last hour or something. Maybe we should do that. See what we can do. And then there's some horrible news on the Internet. Wait until you hear this out of Reuters. Massive censorship in your face here in the U.S. of the Internet, of mainstream news stories. We've got them red-handed. It's huge. Stay with us.
each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, strap yourselves in. A very important broadcast today. We're getting into the clear evidence of concerted, focused, organized election fraud being conducted by the federal government and allied criminal corporations in the second hour today. Right now, I want to play a little short compilation of Fox News clips from the last 3 days that we have posted up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. This concerns the gear up for World War III. The continual hype, but it's not just on Fox. It's on CNN. It's all over the radio. It's all over the newspaper today as the war drums are being beaten feverishly. So first, let's go to this clip.
In a Washington Times article, Arno Dobrogrodz writes, odds makers bet sometime before the end of his second term, President Bush will order a massive air attack on a wide range of carefully selected targets in Iran, in partnership with Israel and against the advice of many of his advisors.
Some, though, think a more hawkish approach is in order, suggesting that President Bush should order the military to hit targets in Iran sometime before he leaves office. Do you see that as a possibility?
It sure is a possibility, John, and I think a president would hate to leave office with Iran well on its way to getting nuclear weapons.
It's interesting that we're discussing preemptive strike now as we get close to this deadline, which suggests that more and more people, particularly in conservative circles, realize Iran's not going to back down, the UN is not going to be able to enforce it, and it's going to be up to the United States, perhaps Britain, with some logistics support from perhaps France and, of course, Israel, will have to carry out a strike before Iran gets too far down the road here.
And could the Bush administration prepare to launch a massive airstrike against Iran's nuclear sites? This hour we'll talk with one expert who says yes.
And I talked to a guest last hour who said military action could be imminent before Bush leaves office.
What about a preemptive strike on Iran? More and more reports on this now.
And it goes on and on and on. So we do stand on the precipice. This just out today, LA Times. Israel says Syria, not just Iran, supplied missiles to Hezbollah and that they need to pay as well. Yesterday, Haaretz, one of the major Israeli papers, came out with documents where the Israeli military has appointed a top general for the war with Iran, saying that it is in preparations for a premeditated first strike, quote, preemptive strike. It's been called sneak attack in the past. It's called aggression against Iran. This on the heels of Iran passing the deadline today to stop the enrichment that is, what, at about 8%. It takes 90-plus percent enrichment to build an atomic bomb, much less a hydrogen, i.e. thermal nuclear weapon. So they are not a threat. Their neighbor, Pakistan, controlled by the globalist, has over 50 nuclear weapons and long-range missiles to hit us. Of course, North Korea has just as many, maybe more, missiles and warheads openly threatening to nuke us. China openly giving huge press conferences with their head of their military threatening to hit, quote, 200 U.S. cities and kill half the United States population, close quote. Absolutely no problem. Back in the newspaper, Iran is groveling, licking boots, saying they want to be friends. They're not enemies of Israel. Ahmadinejad said this back on Monday, that they want to work with everyone. They agree with what the United Nations ordered them to do, which I believe is wrong. Over the last 3 years, they have groveled. They had more inspectors and more open systems than anyone had ever done. They got a 100% score from the United Nations. Then they told them, be friendly, freeze your development for 3 months, even of peaceful systems, and we'll codify this and let you do it. They were within the treaty agreements, and then a year later, Iran tried to play ball, and then they got called terrorist by the neocons, and Iran then threw out their moderate president and put in Ahmadinejad, because the globalists want war, and the average American out there, that 30% that supports Bush, no matter how he gets rid of borders or sets up North American unions, or it doesn't matter what he does, or triples the size, it used to be double, now it's triple the size of the federal government now in the last 7 years, they don't care. They can't find Iran on a map, but they want to start nuking and start nuking now. It is literally a chant on talk radio, glass parking lot, glass parking lot, glass parking lot, glass parking lot. These people have no idea that criminals run our government. They have no idea that our government's been seized. They have no idea the United States is literally ending right now. And it will die in the middle of World War III, not from Iranian counterattacks, but by the globalists using the war to get the people to rally around the federal government as it finally breaks the back of the country and brings in the North American Union. Getting rid of the borders, blanket amnesties, huge drafts. They won't call it a draft. It'll be called universal service. Just total Orwell spin, total police state, squads of police all over the street searching everyone, grabbing pension funds, grabbing farms and ranches, grabbing private property, literally running around in an orgy of corruption and looting and bid rigging and strip mining our economy, our society, our very souls. And that's where we stand right now. Let me get to the other huge news, and we'll get back into World War III that we are on the precipice of, and take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. What is the huge news of the day? NIST to probe whether WTC-7 downed by bombs. That is a huge victory in and of itself. I'll tell you my opinion on it and why I think so. Also, Reuters reporting horrible news. Got to give you the good news and then the bad news. New York Times moves to block web to Britons raises questions. PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com is already blocked by the two biggest telecom internet providers in England. A large portion of our British viewers cannot even get to the site now until they dump their providers and get new ones. In many towns and cities, it's the sole provider they can get with DSL or cable modem. So that has now happened. We are censored out on many universities and many big city and small town libraries. We are censored out at literally thousands of companies. We know that we are in the censor program. People download these programs to, quote, make the surfing safe. And Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are listed by those. We should do a big report on that. We always talk about it. We should gather together all that evidence. We've done a few past reports now that I remember, but we need to put it all together and codify it. But I forget just hearing about it with my websites. The New York Times moves the block web to Britain's, raises questions. Were they trying to block beheading video? Were they trying to block shooting video? Were they trying to block video of Marines shooting children and laughing or blowing cars off the road and laughing? No, they were blocking their own news stories to England under international agreement, saying they're under international law under the D notice. Do you know what a D notice is? We have posted London Guardian articles before where they've admitted government-sponsored terror, where they've admitted government involvement in IRA bombings. Then the London Guardian has been issued D-notices by the government ordering them to remove the articles or the paragraphs that documented it. They issued D-notices every day in that country. And then, of course, we had the London Guardian stories saved here in the United States, still do, so you could actually read what was said. Well, now this isn't just going on in England. Now the New York Times, without England even requesting it or without any type of injunction, and they're not over our law, though they're now creating a precedent claiming they are, we are going under international control. This is all in the Internet 2 agreements. This is all in the open net neutrality agreements to destroy net neutrality. Do you understand that in the next 2 years, officially, the Internet as you know it is gone? So you better enjoy Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com while it's still available. In fact, Cogent yesterday, for a few hours, we've now confirmed, was blocking some through traffic, and many areas of the country couldn't even get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is ongoing. This is absolutely massive. And look at how they calmly report on this in Reuters today. A New York Times decision to block British online readers from seeing a story about London terrorism suspects raises new questions on restricting the flow of information in the Internet age, legal and media experts say. See, they calmly report this like it's no big deal. The New York Times said on Tuesday that it had blocked British Internet readers from seeing a story detailing elements of the investigation into a suspected plot to blow up airliners between Britain and the United States. The story was published in Monday's paper. Under British laws, courts will punish media organizations that publish material that judges feel may influence jurors and prevent suspects receiving a fair trial. See how that's, so I guess now when there's a trial here, they'll say we can't have it in the news, we can't report. You know, back in Nixon's day when reporters reported on his corruption, they got awards. Now Bush has had multiple reporters arrested for reporting on their corruption. There has not been a prosecution for contempt over anybody publishing outside the jurisdiction of Britain, but logically, there is no reason why there should not be, said Carolyn Keene, partner at UK media law firm Wigan. And by the New York Times, the biggest newspaper in the world, still setting this precedent, they go on to say that many other newspapers are going to follow suit, and it's a short move from there till they start arresting people here in the U.S. that report on it. Already, a Houston Chronicle reporter last year that reported on the fact that Governor Rick Perry's chief of Texas-Mexico affairs is a Mexican citizen and registered lobbyist of Mexico. That was reported, and that reporter got calls from state prosecutors and the attorney general's office threatening her. No law, no nothing, just we don't like you reporting on info about our officials, that's a security breach. You want tyranny, America? You're going to get it. You want enslavement? You're going to get it.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberty77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Getting back to internet censorship, just to break it down how they're going to do it, they've announced it. This is all announced for 5 years now. Everything is peer-to-peer, everything, the traffic of the web is free-flowing, they call it net neutrality. Now the internet will be like a whole bunch of separate companies where you can't visit most websites unless you pay a subscription fee, not to the site, but to be able to get onto the backbone corridor to even visit that site. And they're talking about hundreds of different subscriptions to be able to, quote, use the old internet to be able to do that, or they're going to offer you the new internet, too, that the government has paid for, the conduits, the big fiber optic cables, the big switching stations at 25 major private corporations in the West and 25 major universities, and then you have to get a subdomain through them, sign a agreement where they can shut your site down anytime they wish, where they really own the content of your site, where you have to agree to all of their rules. And then everyone has to pay a subscription fee with one of those big 25 to 50 providers, but they're saying it'll be through the 25 private ones, to even get on to internet too. So they let us build the web. They let us popularize it. They get everyone addicted to it, commerce addicted to it, business addicted to it. And then when it gets so popular that it's part of everyday life and everything's wired through it, then they force you to switch over to Internet 2. And they also said they're going to stop updating the fiber optic connections, the big switching stations that are in the world, and let those deteriorate. And just type in the Internet's dead, and you'll go to Internet 2 websites, Internet 2 articles, and they always say the Internet's dead. That's their slogan. Internet 2 has been born, and this is what they're doing. And on top of that, 4 years ago, France tried to ban Yahoo and eBay in all of France and all of their 70 million population. Why did France do that? They said Nazi memorabilia was being sold on Yahoo and on eBay. Now, it didn't matter that 99% of the people buying it were World War II collectors. I mean, I've been to gun shows before and bought an RAF medal and a Nazi medal. I've got it somewhere. I thought, oh, $5 for a real little Nazi medal. That's history. You know, give me that little Nazi party member thing. It doesn't mean I'm a Nazi. It doesn't matter if I was a Nazi. I should be able to buy that if I want to, or you know, buy a article or a piece off of a Nazi Luger. But they said it's racist, it's hate, it's banned. Those symbols are even banned in France and in Germany, and so you can't do it. And then U.S. courts and ICANN and others said, no, we're going to continue, and France had to cave in and didn't get what they want. Now under speech laws, now under denotice laws, now under all these hundreds of laws that are attacking free speech, the New York Times is trying to create a precedent. The Supreme Court has said that they're going to follow foreign courts' precedents and that the European Union courts are above our courts. That was in USA Today several years ago, with different Supreme Court justices openly saying that. This is here. They're already starting to do tests between Level 3 and Cogent, two of the big backbone providers, where they're shutting each other off and not letting traffic go through. It's causing all sorts of internet outages. Whole areas of the web are not available. And they're openly saying that that's what all this is about. And then they try to spin it and say, well, you should have to pay for the web. You do for your connection. This has been the only thing that's made telecommunications profitable in the last 8 years. It's been one of the only areas of the economy that's been growing. Here's an example they used a few weeks ago I read about. Your Blackberries, your Blueberries, your little pocket PCs, your little phones now. You know, a little bitty phone can get you on Google, get you on the Associated Press, get you anywhere you want to go on the web. Not anymore. They're saying it'll be through agreements with the telecommunications giants. What groups make agreements with them and pay them or make agreements with them to even be accessible by the phone. And there'll be thousands of choices. It'll still feel like it's the internet for you, but 99% of the web will be shut out from you. This is official. Call Congress. Tell them no to net neutrality. Call into all the radio talk shows. Ensure that this is a major issue. They're doing it right now. We're working on getting Kevin Barrett, the Underwater Laboratories engineer who exposed the fact that the official story is a fraud on. Professor Stephen Jones is traveling today. We just talked to him. He can't come on today. But I wanted to get somebody on to comment about this. When we come back, I'll talk about it. Then we'll go straight to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. NIST to probe whether WTC-7 downed by bombs. Forced to issue response to 9/11 Truth Movement questions on official website. This is huge for many reasons. We'll break it down on the other side and then go to your calls. The websites are JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, MartialLaw911.info.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go to Johnny and Jason and Jim and Thomas and Dave and everybody here in just a few minutes. If you live in Central Texas or anywhere around this fine state, people always amaze me coming in from all over the country. I'm going to have five events coming up in the next few weeks, or really six events. Next Tuesday, next Wednesday, next Thursday at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar, I'm going to show my new film, Terror Storm. Then I'll also give a speech and take questions at the end. We are also going to have all of our books and documentaries and films out there out front. Can't wait to meet you and shake your hand. And then the week after that, on the 13th and the 14th, on the Wednesday and Thursday of the week after that, I will have two more showings. Go to Infowars.com. And get tickets. You can link through the Alamo Draft House. Great. They got food. They got drinks. They got everything there. Ice cream, you name it. Not that we need that. But Alamo Draft House, really great place. Dinner and a movie and meeting like-minded people. Great folks. They'll be there. Great place to network. That is coming up. So please bring your friends and family. Also, I'm going to be in New York at Ground Zero on 9/11, starting in the morning about 9 o'clock for that big mass remembrance we're going to have, that high-visibility project to expose 9/11 as an inside job. Hope to see you there. And over the weekend, I'm going to be giving some speeches at several locations, and we have that itinerary and information posted on InfoWars.com. Please visit InfoWars.com and go to the secure online video and bookstore and order Terror Storm. It's been out for a few weeks now, the official DVD, the official final film with 66 minutes of extras, well, to be precise, 66 minutes from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium, the highlights of that out in L.A. in late June. So this is a very up-to-date film. And then there's a few more minutes of a few of the little extras on there. So it's really 69 minutes of extras. And then the film's 113 minutes long, so it's a little over 3 hours total on this DVD. Get Terror Storm. Make copies aggressively of it. There's a lot of other great 9/11 films out there that bring a lot to the table, and I'm very proud of them. I don't even want to say any one film is the best, but this is the most hard-hitting and the most wide-reaching, covering the most information and the biggest historical wide-angle lens, basically. And it is the most professional I've seen out there, the slickest I've seen out there, and I know that it is heads and shoulders above any other film I've made. And Martial Law and Road to Tyranny are excellent. You need to have them. We've got big discounts where you can get a bunch of the films together and get films as low as $5.95 a piece when you get a whole bunch of them from us. So check out all the discounts, too, when you're on the video and bookstore. But my one big wish is to bring down the New World Order, and the best tool we've got are these films. You can just give it to people. They'll watch it. It'll wake them up in most cases. It'll certainly plant seeds of questions in their mind, so they'll start researching and be a little bit more skeptical, new word, about what we're facing. So again, Get Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. That's the full title, available at InfoWars.com. or JonesReport.com via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Carts, or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. By the way, with going to Canada and going to California and going to Chicago and going to all these other places and doing all these events, we got a week or two behind on shipping. We are now up to the day on shipping and shipping it out to you via UPS. We are now preparing to go completely away from shipping USPS. They are so bad and so horrible, and we've had big problems shipping out USPS out of the country. UPS, we now ship UPS internationally. We just started this Monday, because they have their own people in customs, and it all gets through, or 99% of it. USPS doesn't guard it, and the foreigners just rip through it and tear it up and steal. It just started steal everything. I mean, I'd have to say 8 out of 10 packages were being ransacked and stolen. And so we left the USPS. The only way you get USPS with us now is if you live in the U.S. and you have a P.O. box, because UPS will not deliver to a P.O. box. And then we don't have any problem usually here domestically with the U.S. Postal Service. So we are all UPS now. We are all just a little announcement. No way to announce it to everybody, but everybody didn't tune in right now. We're going to try to post it on the website. We're very proud that we've gotten away from United States Postal Service, an absolute fraud, an absolute joke, an absolute scam, and totally rude and totally horrible. And I'm not attacking the decent letter carriers and nice folks we know, but I'm talking about the system itself. All right, I've digressed. The point is, also, we are now right up to the day shipping, so UPS Ground, you should get an order in 4 or 5 days now when you order from us. So very excited that we've got all that caught up and fixed. Okay, please get Terror Storm, get it today. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Download all 15 of my films and dozens of other films we've been authorized to post up there. All my weekly TV reports, in-studio video interviews. The speeches are going up there in the next few days what happened in Dallas, my speech, Jim Marr's speech, some other great stuff. Another reason to be members of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's an incredible activist tool. You can just sit there on the site with high-quality downloads and just burn them to disk. If you like a TV show, if you like one of my films, You like something else we've done, just burn a copy and give it to people. It's so effective. Okay, let me hit the really good news of the day, then we'll go right to these loaded phone lines. NIST to probe whether WTC-7 downed by bombs. Let me read the article, then I'll comment on it. This is just, well, I mean, I'm just almost breathless here, speechless here. This is so good. And we know the outcome will probably be bad, but still, let me break down why it's good after I read it. I just can't control myself. Forced to issue response to 9/11 Truth Movement questions on official website. The National Institute of Standards and Technologies, NIST, is set to conclude its investigation of the World Trade Center complex by analyzing if bombs brought down WTC-7, the 47-story skyscraper that was not hit by a plane yet collapsed in a controlled demolition style in under 7 seconds. NIST today, I'm filling 4-something seconds. We need to get that posted. NIST today released a page on its website that is intended to answer skeptics' questions about why the towers and 7 were the first and only 3 buildings in history to collapse from fire damage alone. Though the vast majority of NIST rebuttal seeks to reinforce the notion that the Twin Towers were brought down from nothing other than jetliner impacts and heavy fires, the NIST makes the admission that the investigation of WTC-7 has been insufficient and that they are now considering whether hypothetical blast events, this is a quote, considering whether hypothetical blast events could have played a role in initiating the collapse. The report continues by saying that NIST would like to determine the magnitude of hypothetical blast scenarios that could have led to the structural failure of one or more critical elements. While it would be a brave prediction to foresee NIST investigation contradicting the official explanation of 7's collapse, this at least shows the growing power of the 9/11 Truth Movement in eliciting answers to long-standing questions. In Popular Mechanics' infamous 9/11 hit piece, they quote the FEMA building performance study as saying there were no firefighting actions undertaken in the Building 7, and yet WTC Complex owner Larry Silverstein's explanation of his pullet quote was clarified to mean removing firefighters from a building when firefighters weren't in it. The two statements contradict each other, so they both cannot be true. NIST discussion of the Twin Towers collapse largely repeats its initial assertions that faulty fireproofing and weakening steel caused a sagging effect on the floors, causing them to pull their support columns inward. NIST seeks to distance itself, however, from the pancake theory that was espoused in the months after the attack and has since been discredited. While NIST seeks to conduct an empirical investigation of WTC-7's collapse, or are they simply going through the motions to placate an increasingly vocal chorus raising doubts about what really happened on September 11, 2001? Well, Paul, you knock that out of the park. That's a great article. And also, Paul, I want to commend the listeners that found, we're doing little Google searches on 7 and found this within hours of NIST posting this. We, our listeners, you, we're a private, independent, organic, grassroots intelligence operation. That's what we are, folks. We are crushing them. They cannot, they don't have the manpower. We are an organic NSA. Literally, we are scanning, grabbing, on the ground, uploading photos, documents, videos, whistleblowers, checking each other's information, triple-checking, a synthesis helping us all get better data, collating, rechecking, mathematical calculations. Oh, man, this is backfiring on the New World Order so bad. It's just incredible. That's why they got to shut the web down, and they are. They're moving right now. So before they can slam the door on us, and that itself will cause a rebellion, which I welcome. Go ahead, globalists. Go ahead and try it. Show us who you are. We've got to move even faster to get the word out and bring them down before they stage another terror attack or before they attack Iran. The more I think about it, I think they will stage an attack still, but the more I think about it, I've really been analyzing it in my mind. Attacking Iran just without even staging an attack is a giant terror attack in of itself, a giant calamity, a giant crisis, a giant economic crisis of oil prices exploding and all sorts of other stock market problems. That itself is a huge smokescreen and huge escalation. Which, again, if you just joined us, the globalists are all openly talking about doing. Let me briefly get back into Building 7 and what this means. The Popular Mechanics boys have come out and cited FEMA and NIST and the five different reasons that FEMA and NIST have given. They've given five different reasons for Building 7 falling. They've had to retract all five. First, a fuel oil tank blew up. Turned out that didn't happen, and it wouldn't cause that. They had to retract it. Then they claimed faulty steel, but the steel had been certified and tested, and they had to retract that. Then they tried to claim that the North Tower fell on it and, quote, knocked out its central support column. The North Tower fell, some pieces of debris bounced and knocked out a few dozen windows. And I say a few dozen. You can look at the photos. It's not even that. There's a few windows knocked out. Later, hours later, mysterious fires start inside the different government floors of the FBI and CIA. The whole building was government. Defense Intelligence, FBI, CIA, IRS, Securities and Exchange Commission, on, and the whole thing, city and county and state command bunkers. But regardless, they've given five different reasons. They've had to retract each one. Studies have been done of Tower 1 and 2. The FEMA claimed there were no central support columns. It turned out they had the biggest columns of any buildings in the world up until the time they were built, and even after, only one other building has bigger columns. It was overbuilt. It was not a lattice structure. And they lied about it. All those TV shows, Nova, all that's a total lie. That's all been retracted. They keep running the TV shows, though. You should demand they retract them, though. They retracted the actual documents. And so now they're going to guaranteed come out and try to spin this and claim that there might have been some equipment exploding or something that just confuses people. Or they may do what some neocons have been saying, that Muslims planted bombs in there, which, if you know about controlled demolitions, it would have taken weeks to set these up, and large teams going in and doing this, and they could only do this in buildings controlled by the government. The government could only do this, and that's what happened. So they are. This shows, though, that they know that no matter how many lies they spewed in the past, their official story has imploded, pun intended, and the facts are out, the evidence is out, the underwriters have gone public, others have gone public, the firefighters have gone public, people remember them saying, get away from the building, it's about to come down. All of that is on record, and the establishment's so used to not having an internet or not having an alternative press that they now desperately tried to ignore us. Now they're in damage control trying to put out this new spin, and it's not going to work. So just, it's the beginning of the end for you terrorists. I hope you realize that. This is an exciting victory. We should all celebrate it. This is a serious victory. Not only do they admit the five past reasons they put out are false, but they're now saying they have to look at bombs in the buildings. And it shows what propagandists, Popular Mechanics, and Vanity Fair, and all the rest of them are that have attacked us as a bunch of loonies for believing there were bombs in the buildings. All right, let's go to calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Vancouver. Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
I'd just like to give you an update on Vancouver and how it's going. When I basically woke up 2 years ago, Vancouver was pretty quiet. Nobody really knew about your films or 9/11. And now I can say, just from what I'm doing, I know people are waking up because I wear a shirt that I've come up with, a shirt basically that has your websites on the back and it's got some fascism stuff on the front. And they basically, they see your website and they automatically want to know where I got the shirt. They want one, right? So I'm making more of these shirts. I'm handing out flyers. People are just, they're seeing like the the advertisement of basically the movement, and it just like Starbucks, they see the logo, they know it's coffee, they're seeing the website, and they know what it's about right
away.
So
what you're saying is now, when you wear InfoWars shirts, people already know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've had people, there's a fair that goes on here in Vancouver every year for about 3 weeks, and I've been there about five or six times wearing the shirt, handing the flyers out, and people are coming up to me. I'm talking to, like, dozens of people. I'm not even approaching them anymore. So, I mean, Vancouver is still very, very quiet in a sense, but I think people are waking up, and once they start seeing that there's more people, then just like that quote says, the more people that that know about it, that feel like they have a group together that they can actually feel more confident.
In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it cost nothing to be a patriot, Mark Twain.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So I'm pretty positive, just living here now, but still there's still a lot of work to be done. I mean, Vancouver's changing every day.
A lot of people sacrifice their lives, their treasure, their futures to get the word out, and now it's time for everybody to come out of the woodwork. They can't get us all, and God bless you. You keep it up. Good to hear from you, Johnny. Jason in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I talked to you once before about a logo mark thing or whatever. I really need to talk to you, like, off-air, if that's possible, as soon as possible, because I can't really guarantee I'll be alive in the next few days or whatever. And if I die, the information's probably... The understanding of the information will die with me or whatever. So if I
okay, well, if somebody's going to kill you, sir, you want to go public. You don't want to sneak around thinking if you're quiet that nothing will happen to you. That's how they get you.
Yeah, totally. So I'm definitely need to get this into your hands because a lot of people know who you are and you're able to get the information out to people a lot better than
Why do you think they're going to kill you? They told you they are?
Yeah, I've had calls and telling me to shut up and that they're having a new world order, blah, blah, blah. They threatened me. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. They told me that I could end up dead, blah, blah, blah. I'll wait on the line. I hear the music or whatever.
Okay, caller. Look, I don't normally do this, and I can't do this because I work during the breaks, but I'll briefly talk to you during the break. Just fire it out what it is. When I go to break, I'm going to talk to you in 10 seconds. All right, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself, as Roosevelt said.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I talked to that nice fellow during the break, and basically, people get themselves into these totally paranoid positions. The New World Order's after you. They're going to get you. Look, I'm a canary in the coal mine. I'm on the tip of the spear. I'm out front here. And, yeah, it's just what I do is dangerous. But they know I put out my information. They don't want to make me a martyr. But sometimes that changes. But for the general public speaking out and getting involved, it's more of a soft enforcement. You know, your bosses don't like it, or the college says don't talk about it. But my sister is much younger than me. She's, 14 years? No, more than 14 years. Wait a minute. She's 14 years younger than me. And she was in St. Edward's yesterday. In fact, I've got it here. And her professor starts the first day of class talking about Alex Jones, Professor McGuffey. Intro to Liberal Arts, Ideas and Innovations, Freshman Studies. And he plays on a big screen TV YouTube video clips of myself predicting 9/11. And he plays another clip of when I was on British TV and I'm ranting. And he said, this is an example of true believers who just go out and make up whatever they want and just see what they claim, the world is. They just see it in whatever they look at. Basically, I'm delusional. Yeah, I'm delusional. I've been telling you over 10 years about the North American Union, and now Lou Dobbs and Pat Buchanan are, and it's all over the news. And I'm delusional. Yeah, I guess there's no plan for a draft. They just got the bills introduced and are getting ready for it. But they're going to call it universal service. And I guess David Rockefeller didn't write his memoir saying that they're creating a one-world government. And I guess they didn't lie to us about WMDs. And I guess, you know, I just make it all up, folks. Yeah, that's right. And I get emails and calls and letters to the editor every few days, you know, where professors and others are attacking me all over the country. They're just, and it's always the same story. I told my sister yesterday, she dropped by the office. I said, let me guess. It's some philosophy class of some type. And she said, yeah, it's, and I did this in front of my whole staff. She said, yeah, my professor's playing clips of you off the internet. And I said, is it positive or negative? She said, it's kind of negative. And I said, let me guess. It's how I fit the world into whatever I want to believe out of it. It's like I'm looking at the clouds and I see a giraffe in the clouds and there's no giraffe there. And you know, I'm like this true believer cult leader who just can't, deal with reality. And she goes, yeah. And they mix you in with UFOs as true believers, the UFO people. And I said, yeah, let me guess. And I guessed exactly what it was, because I know it must be some type of handbook they're following, some type of huge federal operation, because it's always the same. And they play more radical clips of me where I'm ranting and raving, and they tell people that this is basically a cult leader who is delusional, and he goes out and finds information that only fits his view. He goes out and you just can't believe him. And that's really projection. I had dinner with my dad and my mother and my grandmother yesterday and family, and I made the point that, well, that's what they do. They go out and abscond with reality. They go out and are delusional. They go out and engage in mental gymnastics to ignore the facts and deny there's a world government and deny there's tyranny and deny there's NSA spying and deny it all. My dad said, yeah, that's called projection. They project onto me what they do. It's like the BBC kept telling me when they were here this weekend, oh, we're just after the truth, we're after the truth. And I said, no, this is a hit piece. I said, I can tell. You're telling yourself it isn't a hit piece, but it is. I said, let me guess, you're not going to put Northwoods in your video. No, we're not. You're not going to put this and that in there. All the key stuff, none of that. Just straw man arguments. They go and build reality the way they want to see it. They're the modern world that pushes perception as reality. We're going to come back and talk to Jim Thomas, David, and others. Then we got Bev Harris coming up. Huge second hour. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.